Richard Allen Krauss was born in Levin in 1894. He was the only son of Richard Krauss, one of the firm of Krauss brothers, sawmillers, who milled the heavy timber which covered the area from Horatio Lake to the foothills. Mr. Krauss will now tell us of the work and experiences of his father and his mother as two of the first settlers in this district.
Yes, all right, Dave. Well, on March the 20th, 1889, a ballot was held in the Temporary Land Office in Custom House Quay in Wellington. It was for the sale of 3,000 acres of land in the Horophanua block, which had been bought from Major Kemp for 30 shillings per acre. Levin was the centre of the block. Attending the ballot was Richard Krauss Sr. and his three sons, James, John, and my father Richard. The two sons, Richard and James, secured 600 acres of standing matai bush, the northern boundary being a survey line where Creed Street now runs from the railway crossing to approximately Gladstone Road. The southern end had a line running from Beach Road to Gladstone Road. Prior to coming to Levin, James and Richard Krauss first started sawmilling in the Wainuiomata area, about 3 miles south of the present centre of the town, down the coast road. In fact, it was only on May the 12th, 1963, that I, in company with three generations of the Krauss family, attended the centenary of the Methodist Church built by Richard Krauss Sr. and his three sons, and some of the timber was pit sawn as well as circular sawn. It was built of heart of totra and stands there on its original site today.